Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears go up to play the Lions this week. It's not the same Lions team we saw at Soldier Field. The Bears beat the Lions. Since then, the Lions are 7-1, and Matthew Stafford has really led the resurgence. What's the key to containing him?
You know, you can't give him early game confidence. If he finds an area of the defense he can exploit, look for his continued return there. But I think the Bears have to make sure that they show the same continued pressure against the quarterback like they've shown in the last couple weeks. You got to use everybody from Pernell McPhee to Leonard Floyd to Willie Young to Sam Acho. And then you got to take it inside. Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, Mitch Unrein, Cornelius Washington. Every one of these guys, if they put Matthew Stafford in a hurry-up type of mental mind frame, then that's the way you're going to see their game being played. So that's the key ingredient here is don't give the offense early confidence of the Detroit Lions, because then you're going to get the crowd involved. And that crowd is very hostile when they know that they're on the verge of success.
The Bears defense did not allow a touchdown in the first game against the Lions. The Lions did score on a punt return late in the game. Matthew Stafford was picked off twice, no touchdowns, obviously. Since then, though, 14 touchdowns and one interception, a total of one interception since he played the Bears. Do they need to force turnovers to beat this guy? And also, I wanted to ask you, they don't have much of a running game, so can you kind of sell out against the pass, or do you still have to worry about the run?
Well, the thing that concerns me about the running back position is I think that Riddick catches the ball very well out of the backfield. And now you have two inside linebackers that you're still trying to develop the continuity with the rest of the defensive players, their understanding of the position. Now, if Matthew Stafford thinks he can get more out of the running back by throwing him the ball rather than handing it off, that's the thing that scares me. And you talk about the turnovers in the first game in Detroit. They were because of offensive mental errors. Don't expect those things to happen again. Obviously, they're not if they're having the success throwing the ball. And so, again, you don't want to bail Matthew Stafford out. You want the defense to be able to put pressure on him. Don't let the running back bail out the quarterback beyond the line of scrimmage by catching the ball efficiently. And, again, it's got to be about the whole team. The special teams of the Bears have to support the offense and defense, just like the offense has to support the defense and the special teams.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. I think Matt Barkley has performed a lot better than some people have thought. You mentioned the hostile environment, though. So Matt Barkley goes from playing at home in snow, in cold, and did a great job, I thought, to going up, playing indoors, Ford Field, on the road. Loud, first time he's playing on the road in terms of a start. What can we expect from him? What do you want to see from Matt Barkley?
Well, it's not necessarily just Matt Barkley. It's communication on the offensive line of scrimmage. And they're going to go through their paces out here in the practice field while having the noise as loud as you can get it inside the stadium. But, you know, the best thing to do to bring to a hostile environment is a running game, because you can bore the crowd out of the game if you can get Jordan Howard in these 4, 5, 6-yard runs. And, yeah, the interior of the defense for Detroit Lions is really thick in the interior with Haloti Ngata and the rest of the defensive linemen, but they can be run against on the outside edges, and sometimes that's when you see where the Bears run the ball the best. So don't be afraid of feeding Jordan Howard and Kadeem Carey and Jeremy Langford. Let the running back get involved. 40 carries last week. Try to get 45 this week. You get 45, you'll win the game.
Now comes my favorite part of our little program called Tom's Take. Tom reflects on something that happened when he played or in his broadcasting career against that week's opponent. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions. We're going up there now. Ford Field's a beautiful place, but they didn't always play in Ford Field. Played in the Pontiac Silverdome up in the suburbs. Not as really nice as Ford Field. Do you have any memories of the
Silverdome? It was a loud stadium, but, you know, it was always nice getting away with a win. And I remember one time we were leaving the stadium after a win, and everybody was celebrating on the buses. You know, you got 5 buses of players. So we pull up to the little Pontiac airport that we're going to take off, and the plane's not ready yet. So we pull up outside the gate, and there's a Burger King right next door. So we say, can we go over there and get some food before we get to the plane? And so they let us go in there. And I remember walking in with that celebrated football team, and we're walking in, the employees, our eyes just open big, and they start cooking food. And I remember walking in with William Perry. And the employees started clapping for William Perry. And out of that star-studded team, he was the only one that was offered free food for an autograph. And so it was always interesting to see of how popular of a figure a guy like William Perry was, whether you're playing a divisional opponent and walking into the Burger King, or you're going to the opponent's stadium and you got fans cheering his name.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Stuff you will not get anywhere but from this guy. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.